Jesus' Word to the Wrongly Accused by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 141:3. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Have you ever been wrongly accused or had lies spoken or written about you, ones causing you to feel angry and ready to respond by verbally exploding and tearing apart the untrue words? Social media is all about speaking our minds. It encourages us to tell it like it is or to speak our minds, to defend ourselves by setting the record straight. However, Scripture gives us a better way of addressing insults and lies, urging us to let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Colossians 4:6. God's Word also tells us Jesus' reaction to being wrongly accused. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. 1 Peter 2:23. When we're wrongly accused, we're encouraged to ask God, as it says in our verse today, Psalm 141:3, to set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Whereas the world tells us to let it all out, Scripture directs us to use self-control before speaking. Unlike quick, snappy comebacks, Proverbs 10:11 explains how the mouths of the righteous are to be a fountain of life, meaning, rather than putting people in their place, our words are to speak life to those around us. Practicing self-control doesn't mean we won't ever confront or address what was said about us, but implementing self-control gives us an opportunity to calm down and weigh possible long-term outcomes from our words and decide on the most effective way to address a situation. Self-control also offers us the option of saying nothing in response. Even though today's culture pushes us to respond quickly, Jesus modeled another way to react. He chose to say nothing in response and leave the situation in God's hands. As Matthew 27:12 describes, when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Jesus said in Matthew 15:11, "What goes into someone's mouth doesn't defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them." So where do we find self-control for our words? Galatians 5:22-23 tells us, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Galatians 5:25 assures us, "If we live by the Spirit, we'll be able to keep in step with the Spirit." So like Christ displayed self-control with his words, we can apply it to our speech too. 2 Peter 1:4 explains that we can become partakers of God's divine nature by choosing self-control to be at work in our lives, helping to guide our responses. Have you been wrongly accused? Do you feel the urge to offer a scathing comeback or set the record straight? Take time today to think through a godly response to your pain. And before you respond, pray for the one who hurt you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.